best laid plans, eh? All right. Let me just get the right page up. All right, we're good. We're good. Well, we'll just open up in prayer if you'd like to bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you this day, Lord. We thank you for all that you've done for us, all that you continue to do. Lord, as we go back and review 2017, Father, Lord, we look at it and rejoice in you, Lord, for you have blessed us. You've given us provisions, Lord God. You've enabled us to bless others, Lord God, in this community, Lord, in Diggers Rest, in Tagum, Father. And Lord God, we just thank you for all of it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, now is Rebecca here? No. Okay. All right. Okay. So before I begin, I would just like to just open up into a couple of things. Firstly, I'll just like to just say I do concur with Pastor Patricia when she spoke at communion about passwords and all that kind of thing. One of the things, as an IT professional, I am told constantly is to have a different password for every account that you have. So I hope we all have that. And if anyone would like to, just a little bit of advice on how to maintain that, I have a big document that is password protected, and all my passwords of all my accounts are on that, but that document itself is password protected and encrypted. So that's how I keep track of it all. But there are many ways that we can do that. So that's a little bit of advice, if you'd like some advice from an IT professional about passwords. And make sure all your passwords have numbers and letters and special characters. And make sure they're no shorter than at least 8 characters. 10 or more is actually better, but at least 8 characters. So don't rush home now to change your passwords or look at your phones and change your passwords. Do it later. But that's my advice to you about passwords. Also, too, I've just got another thing I'd like to also mention, and my children, wherever you are, I see 2 of them there. Don't you guys have to be silent? But I want to ask a question of all of you: what do you call an alligator in a vest? What do you call an alligator in a vest? Oh, I stumped you, Elder Gary. Do you know? Where are you? He's not here. He's disappeared. Snappy? No, not Snappy. No. An investigator. Boom, boom. All right. All right, now onto the important stuff. Okay, well, in a moment we'll show a clip. But before we do so, I just want to just discuss a little bit about some of the things that, you know, we can celebrate about this year. Firstly, of course, we have the theme, which has disappeared. Avert your eyes to the back if you've forgotten it, but it's on fire, yes, and I trust we all at some point have received this little card, and on the back a number of scriptures there that Pastor Chris prayerfully considered and put on there. And so one of the scriptures, actually part of the on fire theme is that there are 2 premises. I'm not sure if anyone can read the premises there. I haven't got them on the board, unfortunately. But perhaps if you don't know or don't remember the premises, I'll just relay them to you. The first one is passionate worshippers. So one of the goals of today is to become more passionate in our worshipping. And one of the scriptures in there that really speaks out to me, in fact, there are 2, is the first one is in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. And it says, "For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God." And, you know, all of us, once we give our hearts to the Lord and become followers of Jesus Christ, you know, there is that flame that is instantly ignited within us. And it is up to us as to how brightly that flame shines. It could be just a small little flame if we keep it dim, or we could, in fact, you know, really be motivated and enthusiastic and really fan it into a great flame, and just to allow the Spirit of God just to use us in wonderful ways, including in our worship as well. And again, in Romans chapter 12, verse 11, it says, "Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spirit fervor, serving the Lord." And again, you know, the onus is on us to, you know, to be passionate, to be enthusiastic when, even when we come to serve the Lord, you know, never sort of become mundane about it, never take it for granted, never see it as a chore or a duty, but you see it as a part of our worship to be serving the Lord. And these were two of the challenges that we had during the course of this year as part of the premise of being passionate worshippers alongside our theme of On Fire. And the other premise that we looked at was also about being Spirit-empowered believers, you know, and we are all believers in Christ, you know, we're all followers of Christ, and we've taken up the mantle of fulfilling his commands in our life, but we will struggle in that walk, and we learnt how we would struggle in that walk if we are not empowered by the Holy Spirit to fulfill everything that God has placed before us to fulfill. And if we have a look at two of the scriptures there as well, the first one in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes in you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." And, you know, we should never forget that, you know, one of the core fundamental commands that our Lord gives us is to be witnesses and to share the gospel of the good news of Jesus Christ everywhere. You know, we don't start at one place and then progress. And our job is wherever we are, we share the gospel, we become witnesses. And, you know, hence, you know, last year we made the decision as a church to establish two campuses, one, of course, in Diggers Rest and the other in Tagum, you know, with that in mind, to just share the blessing of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of Jesus Christ to those who otherwise would not hear it, would not be able to receive it. And in Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9, it says, "But if I say I will not mention his word or speak any more in his name, his word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones. I am wary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot." And if we're truly going to take fan our fire into a flame, you know, then this becomes true. Now, how can you contain it? How can you contain the joy? How can you contain all the things that God has done for us and how he's changed us from being in the miry clay, as the word says, and onto solid rock, into the foundation of Jesus Christ, and having our life placed on a trajectory that is purposeful and is a one-way trip to heaven. You know, one day we will all be in heaven in eternity with the Lord. How can we contain the joy of that? You know, that you know, death has no bound on us, sin has no hold on us, that Jesus freed us from all these things and has given us eternal life. You know, how can we hold that in? It's a wonderful gift of God that's to be shared throughout, you know, the whole, every community that we come in touch with, our families, our friends who do not know Jesus. How can we contain that joy in our hearts? And this is another aspect that that Pastor Chris really endeavoured to instill in our hearts during the course of this year. Okay, I'm just wondering, is the video ready to queued up to go? All right. So if you'd like to take a look at the screen, Pastor Chris has graciously prepared us a clip about some of the highlight. Yeah, it's wonderful, isn't it? And when you look at a clip like that, you really are grateful to the Lord, aren't you? Aren't we? Just the fact that he's brought us all together and that, you know, you look around. And in fact, on the carols night, my father-in-law, who visited on that night, you know, he one of the first things he said to me after we sat down with a cup of tea, and he was saying, "It's just so wonderful seeing how so many different faces, different colours, different nationalities just coming together and integrating and just being one family, you know." And it's so true, you know, in particularly in this campus here, we are blessed that way, that we are all just one big family. And you can see how in that clip how we all just get together, we just have fun together when in times of fellowship. You know, we just enjoy each other's company, and you know, it's just so wonderful. And I just feel so blessed, you know. And I'm sure each of us here this morning, we all just feel so blessed how close a family we are. It's such a wonderful church family that we belong to. In a moment, should time permit, I'll ask if maybe a maximum of five people would like to come up and perhaps share something very briefly about how God has blessed them this year here at Grow Church. But so I'll give you a bit of time, a bit of warning now, just to give you a moment to think about what you'd like to say. But I just want a maximum of five. I've got a few things that I thought I might highlight as part of this year to complement the clip that was just shown. One of the first things that sort of comes to mind is the new building that that's been opened this year. Praise God. After so many, I guess we had a few delays, of course. There's been always, in any kind of construction, there's always obstacles to overcome, difficulties to press through. But we know, we thank God for Pastor John and the team that he led. And the faithfulness and the perseverance that he has shown, and of course supported by his wife, Pastor Patricia, as well, through all of that. You know, praise God, the building is erected, and it's such a blessing for our children. And also to Alpha, I believe, was held there, and the youth use it as well. It's just such a utilised facility. It's just wonderful. So thank you, Pastor John and Pastor Patricia, and everyone who participated in seeing that building erected and persevering and seeing it right through. Praise God for that. Also, too, we saw a clip there of the Grow Conference with Pastor Kevin and Danielle Furlong, and that was a wonderful time. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to be here on the Saturday, but I certainly enjoyed his ministry on the Sunday, both here and at Digger's Rest. And I could just, you know, I just sensed the prophetic ministry that he has and the wonderful message that he brought. And there are, of course, the each of his messages during or each session, and even on the Sundays, are on the website. If you'd like to download, perhaps as a refresher, listen to those again. If you weren't able to be there, have a listen to them. It'll certainly minister to your heart what he had to say and what his wife had to say on those days. Also, too, as part of the On Fire theme for this year, we did the 30 days of fire devotional and prayer and fasting. And that was a wonderful time too. We really got together and enjoyed that time together through prayer and fasting together. You know, we all fasted in a way we sensed was appropriate and prayed together, and all of us worked through the devotionals. And, you know, it was a great time of just learning and just encouraging and building up in our faith. And Pastor Chris put that together as well. He did a fantastic job with it, and I reckon you could probably sell this. it's a great resource that we were just so blessed to work through together, and it was culminated too with if those of us who were here with the that Tuesday night where we had that wonderful time of worship together. You know, I still hear great things about that. It was a beautiful time. It was an intimate time, but we just all just gave it all to the Lord. You know, And the musicians, all of us musicians that participated, were really blessed by it as well. We just sensed the freedom that we had just to play and just lead into worship. And it was just we were just tremendously blessed as well. And everybody really saw it as a powerful time, and that was great. And of course, alongside that too, the Grow groups were great this year as well. As was already mentioned, I think Pastor Lewis mentioned about how wonderful the lessons were. So thank you, Pastor Patricia and Pastor John, for what you did with those lessons. And I know, being part of the Digger's Rest Grow group, we had some great times of discussion just around that. And in fact, we found ourselves running out of time so often just because of the discussions that were coming backwards and forwards. But it was all so valuable. So praise God for that. Thank you. Also, too, the baptisms. We had several baptisms, and please forgive me if I leave anybody out. But from what I recall, some of the participants for the baptisms this year was Alicia Mercica. Yeah, Leah Segay was also baptized. Paul Singh Jr., Lovety, and Mariah as well. I don't know if there was anybody else, but those are the ones that I got. So praise God. It's always great when we follow the Lord's example and being baptized and just going on and really making that firm commitment to follow Jesus Christ. Also, too, a really big part of my year this year in particular, but also too for the church, was the mission trips to Tagum. And participating in that was Pastor Chris, Pastor Lewis, Pastora Sue, as they would call her in the Philippines. Daniel and Nathan, and of course myself as well, participated. It was a fantastic time. It was I do recall one of the things Pastor Lewis mentioned several times. It was great to see how the coins were used in that land, you know, and we think nothing of it to give away, you know, $1 or $2 or 50 cents or whatever it is, whatever we have to give. But the difference it makes in that country is just incredible, particularly in the training school there where they train leaders and pastors and missionaries that go all over the world, not just in the Philippines, but they go to India, they go to Papua New Guinea, they go everywhere. So it's wonderful to see that we actually contribute to the growth of the kingdom of God and the development of young leaders and pastors in that nation as well. Also, too, as part of the mission trip as well, the team all got to develop and grow just through ministering to others. And you know, it's great how when we minister, God ministers to us as well. You know that it's not like us just giving; we receive such a wonderful blessing in doing that. So, you know, and I saw my children grow, Nathan and Daniel. You know, they were ministering, they gave testimonies, they participated in music ministry as well, and children's ministry. And I'm a proud father to see them just stepping out and doing that, get out of their comfort zone. So it was wonderful. And also to the feeding programs, we got to see that firsthand as well. And the Tagum campus participates fervently in feeding programs in communities around the city there. You know, people who are really living from day to day and just survive on just cents, really, each day. But to be able to bless is just incredible, and we were able to witness that. So I just want to encourage everyone, you know, if you've got a heart just to be part of a missions team, you know, even an inkling of a thought, you know, entertain it. Now, if you know, so often, you know, there are thoughts that come in that we must resist. But you know, the thought of being involved in a mission field, even for a short time, entertain that thought and pray and mull over it, and you know, just pray that the Lord will give you the means to go, because it'll really bless you as you bless others as well. It will just change your life in a wonderful way. Also, too, of course, we were able to be involved too in the first year anniversary of Tagum, the Tagum campus, which was a wonderful time. And you know, they know how to party over there in the Philippines. They know, don't they? They know how to party in the Philippines, and that was a wonderful celebration, a great feasting and a great celebration. Just giving thanks to the Lord for what He has done over that 12 months. It's really, you know, the church has grown so magnificently there, and it continues to grow. And, you know, praise God for our pastors there, you know, Yanni and Randy, thank you. Pastor Randy and Yanni, they do a magnificent job there. They care for the people. They go out of their way to minister and bring people to church. It's just wonderful, because people, many over there don't have a form of transport, and it's a long way to walk, but they will go with the van and they will pick up as many as they can. People, you know, there'll be kids on the roof and everything. So they really do, are really enthusiastic about coming to church on a Sunday. And of course, Diggers Rest Campus as well. That was a wonderful celebration. Sadly, I missed that. I was working overseas, but I saw the video clips. I spoke to my family, and everyone else I spoke to really acknowledge how wonderful a time it was over at Diggers Rest during their first year anniversary too. And there was a wonderful celebration, a great party that was had there. Just again, giving glory to God for what he's been able to establish in a place that's so needy of the kingdom of God to really be established there. So praise God for what he's doing in Diggers Rest during the course of this year. The National Day of Thanksgiving as well. Many people were honoured as part of this church there, and just to name them, Sarah Mason was honoured on that day. Eula Clapsis was honoured on the day. Holly Grimmer as well. Esther Boyer was also honoured. Ronnie and Doris as well. Montebello, Dorini, and also Phil and Nita from Diggers Rest were honoured on that day. So Praise God. We've got wonderful servants in this church and people who really volunteer their time and effort. And, you know, you can only honour so many, but I know for a fact that there are so many in this church that really give so much. And I just praise God for all of you for really supporting the oversight and really making our burden lighter just by your enthusiasm and your desire to really see God's kingdom established here and having the gears of motion of this church just continually working and moving and being well oiled and you know, ministry just going out both within the church and also into the community. So I praise God for everyone here. The garage sales as well, they were a great success. And thank you, Pastor Lewis and Sue, also too, for your efforts in getting those organised, and everyone who gets behind them and helps them. I mean, it's so easy to follow Pastor Lewis and Sue, isn't it? You know, that Pastor Lewis says, I need you to do something. I go, yeah, no worries, Pastor Lewis. I'll come and I'll help you and no problem at all. And they always have a great team of people around them to give them a hand in anything that they put their sights towards and have a vision for. And look, the barbecues raise so much money, thousands of dollars. So the barbecues and the garage sales. So they've been a real success. So praise God for that and for all of you who've contributed items and been involved in helping out with the barbecues that are run there. The church camp was also held this year, and we saw a lot of that clip was revolved around the church camp, and it's always a fun time, I know. You know, it's always great to see the acts, you know, during the talent show. I'm sure, and there's always lots of talent in this church that is goes unnoticed until we see it at the church camp. So that's a wonderful time, but also it's a great time too of teaching and learning and just fellowshipping with one another as well. So it's great to have an opportunity to put on a church camp on a particular year. The cafe nights as well. We've had four cafe nights this year, and one of them we had young Brendan Kerwell come and he sang for us and gave us an opportunity to learn a bit about him through an interview there, and he did a great job in what he sang for us on that particular cafe night. We had the trivia night as well, which was a great success. I had lots of wonderful feedback about how people really enjoyed that time, and it was a good time of fellowship, of interactions with one another during that trivia night too, and we'll probably put another one on for next year, I would say. I think that was a really good, successful night. And also too, we saw the movie Case for Christ as well, and that was it's a really touching movie, great testimony of and a witness to unbelievers about the validity of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, and how, you know, even scientific investigation also just backs up what the Bible says about him, his existence, his resurrection, death and resurrection, and everything that we know about Jesus is backed up by science and historical record, and that movie just brought it home so beautifully. The other thing we had too on the cafe nights, we had the Beauty and the Beast night as well, and that was a nice, just sort of more casual way to just finish up the cafe nights for the year also. And the other thing too, I'm seeing the time is going, but the carol service, we saw about the carol service, that was a great night. Being up on the platform as well and playing guitar, I could see how the enthusiasm, everyone involved, the candles going up and everyone just really getting into it and really enjoying time of just singing the Christmas carols and just celebrating together. It's like a celebration of the end of the year. You know when the carols are on, that the year is probably still accelerating, but you know there's that big break coming up and we can all take a breath, and we know that's not far away. All right, I might invite, if anyone would like to come forward, you know, there's at least five of you would like to come forward and just maybe just share something about this year that really touched your heart, something perhaps the Lord did for you, or something, one of the events that we put on this year. Oh, while you're coming up, I'll also make mention of the Pure Conference. Of course, I wasn't invited to that, but it's always a great time. I always hear good things about the conference, and thank all the girls' night out. Sorry, it was a girls' night out. That's what I meant. get that confused, but I heard that was a great night, and I'm sure that many memories from the women just about how good that night was. All right. So is there anything anybody would like to come up? Yeah, come forward. I've got the microphone here. You can come onto the platform. It's all right. There's a stair there. Or you can just step there.
I think this year I've been blessed in many ways, but one of the ways is that every Sunday when I come here, I'm very, very selfish. And listening to the communion service, the worship team, and also the preaching, we are so blessed that God is in this house and he personally speaks to us through our pastors and leaders and elders. So I thank you all very, very much for having the heart for God and for God to work through you so much to bless me in that way. So thank you. I've also been blessed in the way that we've been so fortunate. Graham won't come up, but he feels exactly the same way as I do, that we've been used in the church through the childcare service. We really love it. We've been so blessed, and especially being with the children. I've been involved with Muriel and helping Muriel and having fun and seeing all the hearts around the children, and really enjoying everybody, and also how wonderful the volunteers have been through giving back. It's true, when you give and you sort of see the hearts of everyone and being volunteers to do what you did, I thank everyone in this church that have really helped us grow, Graham and I grow, through seeing your hearts. So thank you for that, and thank you for allowing us to use our gifts, and really would like to participate more. And also Noel, Kathy and the children, the youth, giving me cuddles every Sunday. I love it. Thank you very, very much. I really appreciate that. The church family, the people in our home group, Kathy and Noel, the support that we've received from when we've needed that help has been outstanding. I thank God for opening my eyes through prayer. Sometimes you don't like to see what you're seeing. When you ask for God for wisdom, be very, very careful, because when he shows you that, make sure you understand. Pray for understanding as well. So I thank God, and I thank the church, and I thank everybody that's helped us this year, Graham and I, through the process that we've gone through. Thank you. Thank
you. All right, going to come up, Vincent. Vincent is chomping at the bit to... There
you go. I'd like to thank Kayleen and all the music group. I think you do an actually fantastic job. I think that Tuesday night when we came here, and you would have to be blind if you didn't see the Spirit of God down here on every person, not just the music group, everyone were here. The Spirit of God was moving right through everyone. It was an absolutely fantastic night. I was overwhelmed by the amount of the Spirit of God that comes in here at times. I'd like to say, Kayleen, you do a fantastic job. You really are. You've got one of probably the hardest jobs in this church, organising people, and keep coming here every second Thursday. I mean, you do a brilliant job. It might seem that nobody appreciates you, but we do. We really do, and we appreciate everything, the effort you go through, and the time you spent. So those frustrating times you might have, just remember, we still love what you do, and we deeply, in our hearts, appreciate what you have done. Thanks, Kayleen.
Hear, hear. Well said, Vincent. Well said. All right, so of course there are many other highlights as well, so obviously I'm not going to be able to go through them all, but there were some really great things that happened during the course of this year. But what I'd like to do before we end in with a prayer, I just would like to also just say one more scripture, which is in Luke chapter 12, verse 35, and it says, "Be dressed ready for service and keep your lamps burning." And how important it is that we never allow the flame of the Spirit in our hearts just to go dim. It's important to keep it burning. And, you know, the more who serve in the life of the church, you know, the more the church is going to grow and be fervent and be dynamic. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful to see already how many participate and just give of their heart and their life into the life of the church as well. Praise God. I would like to stand. We'll just close in prayer as the music team come up. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this year, Father. I was going to say for this day, but Lord, for this year, Lord, it's a year where, Lord, we're just growing a little closer together, Father, a little closer knitted as a family, Lord God. And Lord, we just thank you for the diversity that we have just in cultures and nationalities, Lord God. But Lord, we are just one big family, Lord God, that we all love each other, Lord God, and you give the example for that, Lord, how you love us first, Father, Lord. We just thank you. And we thank you for blessing us when we bless others as well, Lord. And Lord, we just have so much to give thankful for this coming year, Lord God, and this year that's gone by, Lord. And Lord, we just want to bless you in return, Lord. We just want to give you thanks and just glorify you and worship and praise your holy name, Lord, because without you, none of this could be possible, Father. So, Lord, we just acknowledge you first in all things. For all the good things that happened this year, Lord, we acknowledge you, Father. So, Lord, we just give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.